Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 85. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows level off around 62. Tomorrow, highs around 87. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The investigation is still ongoing after the raid from the Marion County Record from the Marion County Sheriff's Office, as now legislators in Topeka say they are working on a piece of legislation that would help reform search warrant policy in the state. His House Democrat leader Vic Miller, along with State Representative Jason Probst, said they are working on a bill that would potentially remove the ability of magistrate judges to authorize search warrants and leave that ability to district judges in the state.
Very serious thing. To issue a search warrant, not just as it relates to the media, but individuals as well.
Now that we see the affidavit that's come out on this, it's pretty thin, it's pretty flimsy. There wasn't a lot of evidence to support this search and certainly not the seizure. We need to have a conversation about judicial review of search warrants. I know I spent 15 years working in journalism, and I saw firsthand that search warrants weren't accurately reviewed.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
With back to school officially here across the state of Kansas, many community organizations in the Wichita area say they are stepping up to try and provide resources for students within the public school, giving anything from assistance to homework and mental health issues to trying to provide hygiene issues for school nurses or even public school uniforms.
If we can get them into that routine of coming to school on a regular basis so that they're comfortable at school, the ultimate goal is that they continue that throughout their academic career and then they graduate. And then those are skills that they can take with them. Reach out to our student support advocate. Things that we provide can remain confidential. We want to make sure that our students and our parents understand that we are there as a support. We do not judge them. We want to make sure that everyone in the school building, including their families, feel good about themselves.
I was Kenny at McConico with the Pando Initiative on KSN News. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Near 50 different Hispanic and Latina entrepreneurs and business owners across the state of Nebraska met in Grand Island over the past week for the Central for Rural Affairs and the Small Business Administration as they hosted their third annual Latina Women in Business Conference in Grand Island. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the topic of this year's conference was, quote, empower women, encouraging women and Hispanic women to start businesses across the state.
Empower women, entrepreneurs really develop and have them bring out the best in them, really remember why they wanted to start a business in the first place and keep that in mind.
That was Jessica Campos, the organizer of the event on KSNB at Local Channel 4, where they say they are working on finding more resources and encouraging Latino women across the state to start up a business, as they talked about numerous different topics, including mental health, taxes, hiring practices, and other tools. Mid-America Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street. Stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting, harvesting, trading commodities, and the latest from the Ponderosa. It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners at their meeting last week discussed the new jail construction with the architect and construction manager. Next steps after interlocal agreements have been approved by cities in the county would include an updated cost of improvements, the potential new site on Broadway, wording for the sales tax question, which would include the maximum amount of bonds to be issued, and anticipated length of a sales tax. A decision, including wording for the sales tax question, will need to be made before the end of September to allow adequate notifications and time to get ballots printed prior to advance voting beginning October 18th. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Friday afternoon, 5 miles south of Hanover. Nicholas Bennett, age 39, of Manhattan, lost control on K-148. When off the road, the vehicle overturned shortly after noon. The driver was the only occupant, and that fatality Friday was Nicholas Bennett of Manhattan. Understanding Hospice and Advanced Directives will be a free program offered for the public through River Valley Extension District Monday evening, 6 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 401 D Street in Washington. Temps Disposal has added a second recycling bin with a section for office paper, newspaper, magazines, and catalogs, along with more space for cardboard and plastic, to the 24/7 recycling collection site in Marysville at Headstrom Hall on North 20th Street. Marshall County's largest employer, Landall Company, Friday noted 60 years in business and announced annual incentive bonus for employees at just over 15%. Founder and company president, Don Landall.
Well, it's very, very important. In the incentive bonus plan, you know, 24 years, that's a long time. We haven't changed the rules, but it was put in initially because we were short of people, short of help, had, you know, some coming and goers, and the rules were set up to make it worthwhile to stay, and that's if you enjoy the job.
Landall Company also announced plans for a 60th anniversary celebration planned in October and will bring country music star Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry to Marysville for a free community concert.
We were trying to come up with a theme, and Montgomery and Gentry fits us perfect with the song Something to Be Proud Of. You know, obviously we're proud of our dad who started 60 years ago, and we continue on. And so we're going to have them here in Marysville, Kansas at Landall Family Sports Complex, Pat Landall Memorial Field, 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 12th, to celebrate Manufacturing Week.
Community Memorial Healthcare last week announced plans to open a new rural health clinic in Axtell in partnership with the Axtell Community Fitness Center. The building will house a 24/7 fitness center, including exercise equipment, walking track, a space for group fitness, and will be used by students as a weight room, in addition to CMH's new rural health clinic space. Committee's goal is to improve rural access to healthy lifestyles year-round, offering a safe and convenient location to work toward health goals. The fitness center is located just south of the Axtell High School. Access to the fitness center's equipment will be by paid membership. Public clinic hours will be staffed by CMH. A grassroots effort, the fitness center represents multiple partnerships that strengthen the Axtell community.
I know the committee members, the five of us, we're just so excited. Just what they're going to bring here is it's one of those deals where nobody really understands until this thing gets going just how convenient it's going to be. And then the partnerships that CMH can team up with the school, you know, it's just there's so many things that can happen. You know, I don't want to get ahead of anything, but, you know, it's a good deal for both sides. We want them to be here for the next 50 years. You know, I just think that it's going to be a good partnership. We were going to just do a partial, get this thing up and, you know, go halfway. But now, you know, doing that deal with CMH is it brought us over the top to complete it with putting the flooring down and all the new equipment.
Russell J. Haverkamp, age 85, of Baileyville, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Russell Haverkamp. Della M. Goldsberry, age 79, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Morrillville Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Della Goldsberry. Doris Butler Peters, age 90, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 17. A graveside service is planned Wednesday, August 30th, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of local arrangements for Doris Butler Peters. Sandra L. Sandy Kramer, age 85, of Washington, passed away last Tuesday. A funeral service is planned Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Sandy Kramer.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still staying sunny as we head into Wednesday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Even warmer throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies continue into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s, south winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Temperatures will continue to warm up on Friday, sunny with our highs in the mid 90s and lower 100s, then mostly clear into Friday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature. Late August, 87, record high on this date, 109, average low 64, and the record low 40. Sunset this evening, 8:05, sunrise in the morning at 6:52. Welcome thunderstorms Friday evening broke the hot spell and brought welcome precipitation. We had about 2.5 inches here at studios in Marysville. Wide-ranging amounts, even over 3 inches some areas.
As home canning season hits high gear, there's news about a new high-tech method of food preservation. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 28th, the 240th day of the year. Singer Shania Twain has a birthday, and Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his I Have a Dream speech on this day in 1963. Until recently, most methods of preserving food have meant trade-offs with taste, texture, or nutrition. But the holy grail of food preservation may be on the horizon. Research has found that extreme high pressure can kill harmful bacteria without producing chemical changes that affect nutrients, taste, or texture. Meats can be safely eaten rare. Eggs lose their sulfurous odor, and fish retains its just-caught freshness. As the process becomes less expensive, watch for foods preserved by mega pressure to appear on supermarket shelves. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the kickoff week for the first week of college football across the country. And right here in the state of Kansas is the number 16 Kansas State Wildcats kick off their first game of the season and Lawrence against Southeast Missouri State, as that game is set for an evening kickoff on Saturday at 6 p.m. The Kansas State Wildcats say they are ready to kick off the 2023 fall football season after taking over the Big 12 championship last year. The Wildcats' first two games of the season are at home in Lawrence before heading on the road to take on Missouri. In Jayhawk football, their game number one of the regular season comes up on Friday this week with an evening kickoff at 7 p.m. as they're also at home taking on Missouri State. The Jayhawks are coming off a stronger football season than what they have seen over the past few years and said they're ready to start off the new season to continue to build that momentum into the fall. Kansas University also has the first two games of their regular season at home in Manhattan before heading on the road for week number three of college football season to take on Nevada. Mid-American Network Sports.
It starts with you. You reach out to KAKE News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KAKE News, always on your side.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
The Big 12 Conference has released their recommendations for the 10 must-watch Big 12 football games for the upcoming 2023 football season. As the conference is ready to expand by welcoming in new teams into the conference, along with some high competition for those trying to hold on to their victories like the Kansas State Wildcats after winning the Big 12 championship last year. As according to some, they say the number one game to pay attention to this season includes Kansas taking on Texas, as KU is looking to make it two straight victories against the Longhorns in Austin after beating Texas with a 57-56 victory back in 2021. At the same time, the conference is welcoming in UCF as the newcomer to the Big 12 and saying that their square off against Kansas on October 7th may give one team or the other momentum going into the second half of the season. The season also has aligned for the Kansas State Wildcats to have their interstate rivalry with the Jayhawks again starting on November 18th with the Sunflower Showdown, looking to be one of the more intense games that we've seen over the past few years. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville girls volleyball team held a scrimmage Friday and hosted an invitational to open the season Saturday. Lady Bulldogs finished 2-2. Valley Heights also 2-2, Washington County 0-4, and Silver Lake goes undefeated 6-0 to win the tournament. They defeated Nemohal Central, who went 5-1 in the championship, 25-19, 25-21. High school football teams had preseason jamborees Friday and will kick off the season this Friday. We'll visit with the area coaches on our Coach's Corner program each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday, it's Southern and Diller Odell. Axtell and Centralia Tuesday. Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner beginning this week evening following sports at around 5:20.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Marshall County Sports and Rec has a jam-packed fall lineup for you. Register now for co-ed junior soccer, grades pre-K and kindergarten, co-ed soccer, 1st through 12th, co-ed flag football, 1st through 6th, girls volleyball, 3rd through 6th, and adults co-ed volleyball. Go to Marshall County Sports and Rec's Facebook page for details. Deadline is Friday, August 25th. Drop payment and registration off at 708 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Don't let lumps, bumps, and unusual growths on leaves and stems of your landscape plants send you into a panic. They're likely one of the many galls that look bad, but don't harm the health and longevity of your plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These bizarre growths are just the plant's response to insect feeding. As leaves and twigs expand in spring, mites, adelgids, psyllids, and other insects feed on them, causing a proliferation of growth. The plant forms these fuzzy red patches, tall green spindles, orbs, or other strange, often colorful growths that encapsulate the insects. A couple common galls include spindle, velvet, maple bladder, mossy rose, and hackberry nipple galls that look just like their names imply. Since these galls are not harmful, there's no need to treat. Weather and natural predators will help keep these gall-causing insect populations under control in the future. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Ladies, elevate your style with our latest arrivals at MSC Boutique. Whether you're looking for a chic t-shirt or a trendy kimono, we've got you covered. Stop in our shop in downtown Marysville and inquire about our MSC rewards and start earning points today. Let our staff help you live your life with confidence. MSC Boutique, feel good fashion for everyday life.
If you live in the states of North Dakota or Alaska, you quite likely have heard of Carl Ben Eielson. His aviation firsts in the 1920s are still part of the curriculum for many elementary students there. For the rest of us, it's our first time to learn about an amazing individual who used a plane to help others. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Gary Lillimone shares the story of the Hatton Eielson Museum, located in a very historic home in Hatton, North Dakota.
It was built in 1900, and it was built by Mr. and Mrs. T.E. Nelson. It was purchased by Ole Eielson in 1908 for $8,000. They had nine children.
The oldest of those children, Alma, lived in the home for 75 years, but it is one of those sons in the Eielson family, Carl Ben, for which this town and museum is mostly known.
His aviation skills were a result of his joining the U.S. Air Service of the United States Army, and this was during World War I. This is where he became an expert pilot.
After the war, Eielson returned to his hometown of Hatton.
He and some of the area men of Hatton started the Hatton Aero Club. They purchased a Curtiss airplane and did stunt flying, barnstorming at state fairs, community celebrations around the area here.
Eielson met a congressman from Alaska who persuaded him to come to Fairbanks as a school principal. Once there, Eielson saw an immediate need for the region.
He saw the urgent need for air transportation and had a plane brought up to Alaska. And like anybody else, the Alaskans were a little leery of this man flying this plane in the air, which they'd never seen before.
Eielson's time in Alaska would write many firsts in the world's aviation record books. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Hatton, North Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a farm machinery and tool auction for Gail Collins Saturday, September 2nd, 9 a.m. west of Oquito at 953 Cherokee Road. An outstanding offering of clean, well-maintained equipment. Most has been stored inside. They'll begin sale with six trailers of tools, followed by a short run of household, then the sheds, followed by a pickup and mower, then on to farm machinery and tractors. These will include a 2000 John Deere 8410 tractor, 75 John Deere 4430, 68 John Deere 4020, 55 John Deere 70, 52 Alice, 50 John Deere Model A, a 1995 John Deere 9500 combine. A number of machinery items. The pickup is a 2001 Chevy, 8-foot bed, regular cab, several trailers, plus tools, household, and miscellaneous items. This farm machinery and tool auction for Gail Collins Saturday, September 2nd, 9 a.m. at 953 Cherokee Road. 8 miles north of Marysville on U.S. 77, then east on Cherokee Road for a half mile. Complete sale listing at PrellRealtyAndAuction.com. Again, sale Saturday, September 2nd begins at 9 a.m.
Familiar with hammers, but did you know there are some with a specific purpose? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Using the right hammer will help you do the job faster and safer as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
You probably have a lot of hammers of all different lengths, materials, sizes, and shapes, and it can be confusing to know which hammer to use for what task. Bob Hunter is the tools editor for Wood Magazine. He says you should use a hammer that's best for the nails or fasteners that you're trying to drive.
For example, if you're driving an 8-penny nail, you don't want to use a small tack hammer. You want to use a good basic claw hammer that can drive it in with ease and it's comfortable in your hand. And you don't also want to use something too big, like a sledgehammer or something that would just overpower it, because you either bend the nail or you could damage the wood that you're driving.
A basic claw hammer may have a straight or bent claw. Hunter says it's mostly a matter of preference, but the straight claw comes in handy for carpentry framing. Some projects require specific hammers. Small tack hammers are meant for more delicate tasks, such as picture framing or upholstery. A ball peen hammer is used for metalworking. Sledgehammers come in different weights for blacksmithing and use around the farm. Brick hammers are designed for cutting blocks and chipping mortar. Whatever hammer you need for the job, Hunter says it's important that you buy one that's comfortable in your hand and easy to swing. The handle may be made of wood or forged metal with rubber molded over it.
That's made to reduce vibration and shock for guys that are hammering nails all day. For the average home hammer, a wood handle is fine. On the striking face, you want it to be fairly flat. You don't want a rounded tip because you're going to bend nails with it more often. A curved claw will work for most instances. And if you can find one that has a little V notch on one of the claws, that's an even better thing because that lets you get out nails that are maybe embedded a little bit.
Hunter says you can buy a professional quality claw hammer for about $20. Learn more about choosing the right hammer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love to cook. I enjoy finding new recipes, watching cooking shows, and making meals for loved ones. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There's a lot of prep work that goes into cooking, and there is nothing more frustrating than trying a new recipe and finding you don't have the right ingredient. You know, cooking is like preparing for retirement. It requires a lot of planning, and you don't want to near retirement and find you've missed an important piece. To ensure you're prepared for your later years, identify all the things you're going to need and want. Then include other elements like your wishes and how you're going to live generously. Of course, this is no easy task. You may want to consider enlisting the help of a financial professional who can help provide guidance so you don't miss anything important. Don't get to retirement only to find out you wished you'd planned differently. Take the time to do it right now. You'll have greater financial clarity so you can live with purpose and gratitude.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Working safely outdoors in the late summer heat, today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information.
This summer's been a scorcher, and it ain't over yet. Amanda Wickman is with the Southwest Center for Agricultural Health, Injury Prevention, and Education in Tyler, Texas.
Our agricultural workers are at an increased risk of heat illness due to exposure to these high outdoor temperatures, the humidity, and in many cases, direct sunlight. And then the work that they do is very strenuous, so that contributes to the internal heat that's built up in the body.
Wickman says farm workers in the fields deserve protection.
These people are providing the food, the fiber for the rest of us. A lot of different resources that we probably take for granted, it has to be done, and we really count on them. So we need to be thinking hard about how we protect them.
Not only are the temperatures getting hotter in recent years, says Wickman, the workers seem to be less resilient as well.
10 or 20 years ago, people stayed in that line of work and they were accustomed. They were conditioned to that line of work and their bodies were better prepared to handle the heat. But now with a lot of turnover, you have people who are new to outdoor work and long periods of exposure and they're not prepared to do this.
Look for additional resources on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, August the 28th. The 2023 Pro Farmer Crop Tour is in the books. Chad Smith has more.
172 bushels per acre of corn and 49.7 bushels per acre of beans are the Pro Farmer National Corn and Soybean Estimates for the 2023 crop. Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady has the highlights.
Ohio's kind of a hit or miss state, but this year it was a real rock star. And I thought that the Ohio corn crop was the best crop that we saw on the eastern side through the week. We were in many fields where it really showed distress. And just over the past 5 days since I've been gone on crop tour, ears were hanging in some of those fields and stuff like that. So a crop that was really pushed hard over the past week here.
Of course, these numbers are a snapshot in time, and the final yield can and will change between now and when harvest takes place.
You know, what's surprising is some of these beans, except for when you get into the moderate soil, you know, they're still holding in there. They're still looking pretty green, but, you know, you see those pockets out there, and I think as we go forward, if we don't get some rain, those spots are really going to get bigger.
That's longtime scout Brian Kaufman from Iowa, who says an early harvest may be on the horizon. Mike Zuzalo, president of Global Commodity Analytics, talked about his initial reaction to the harvest predictions.
Well, I think it'll jump out at the trade. I think the trade was very much like a bloodhound on the scent with the soybeans and the yield dropping. But I would say a week ago, right before the tour started, I heard a lot of talk and a lot of chatter about how the corn was already made. The yield wasn't going to change much. And then as the tour progressed into this past week, especially midweek when we got into Iowa, Minnesota, and parts of Nebraska.
And let's look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell.
Want to get Kansas State Fairified and save up to 50% on tickets? Check out Kansas State Fair Ticket Packs. Treat your sweetheart to date night with our Couples Pack. Invite the family to eat, ride, and play with our Family Pack. And get 10 gate admission scans for $50 with our Season Pass. These packages always sell out before the fair, so buy yours today at KansasStateFair.com. Get verified September 8th through 17th. And
when you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
The National Bison Association reports that economics are good for producers and for consumers. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. National Bison Association Executive Director Jim Matheson says that currently wholesale prices are up and holding steady.
One exciting thing that's on my desk now are our current prices for bison at the wholesale level. We just last month, according to USDA, topped $4 a pound hanging weight on our young bulls. That's essentially our prime animals. So we have not hit $4 a pound in about 3.5 years. So that was very welcome news to our producers out there. And essentially, Lori, you know, the supply of bison is very finite and demand is up and our supply is tightening accordingly. And that causes our prices to go up for quality animals, which keeps our producers happy. So that is a trend that's been ongoing for some time. We have increased our processing capacity for bison in the last couple of years with a couple of significant plant expansions on the larger end of the scale. So year to date, we're actually seeing processing up about 8% over last year at this time, again, according to that same USDA AMS report. And that's following a trend. Last year, we were up 10%. In 2022 in our processing over the previous year for federal processing.
In addition to producer optimism.
Or a lack of drought, rather, in buffalo country, as we'll call it, has really been welcome news and really helped our outlooks here and our optimism.
Matheson explains that most of the bison that is raised in the United States is raised in a mountainous west area, as well as the northern part of the country. Those regions have not experienced as much drought, which has led to bison herd expansion for those areas. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, as you know, the markets began the day mixed both in grains and in livestock. There's been some movement, some recovery, especially in livestock. But first, let's look at grains. Corn for September, 477, and that's up 6 1/4. December corn, 495, that's up 7. Kansas City wheat for September, 738 1/2, that's down 15 1/2 right now. Kansas City wheat for December, 750 1/4, that's down 14 1/4. September oats at 482 3/4, that's up 4 1/2. December oats at 505 1/2, and that's up 4 1/4. Looking at soybeans for September, 1393 1/4, that's up 9 3/4. November soybeans, $14 1/2, and that's up 12 1/2. Looking at cotton for October, 87.10 is your current price, and that's down 41 cents. December cotton, 86.85, that's down 46 cents on this Monday. Live cattle for August, 181.30, that's up 62 1/2 cents. Live cattle for October, 182.22 1/2, that's up $1.10. Feeders for August, 250.80, that's up $3.17 1/2. September feeders at 255 1/5, that's up $3.85. Crude oil for October, $80.12 per barrel. That's up 30 cents right now. Gold for August, $1921.50. That's up $10.40. Silver for September, $24.24. And that's basically flat. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 235. S&P up 29. NASDAQ up 107. That's your market information.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA Pluto Commodities.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Bindweed can come back year after year and continually be an issue for producers. K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster explains why this weed is an annoyance and a few things that producers can use to help with managing it. She first shares some interesting facts about bindweed.
So, fun fact, field bindweed is pretty much the weed that started weed science in the Great Plains. If you look back through a lot of the historical articles from the mid to early 1900s when we first started figuring out synthetic weed control, field bindweed was the one that they were going after. It's a perennial weed, so that means it comes back year after year from very, very deep, very, very extensive rootstocks. So it is just incredibly drought tolerant because of those tremendous root reserves, and that's part of why we've been seeing it thrive relative to some of the other plants in recent years.
Lancaster says people need to take into consideration their goals for bindweed control. One method of control is herbicides, and she reviews what herbicides producers could use.
They've got 12 years of data from Hayes looking at field bindweed control, and so I think it's important to think about what is your long-term plan for field bindweed control, because it's not a one-and-done sort of situation. It's a, like we said, it's a perennial weed. and it's going to regrow from those roots pretty much no matter what which of the labeled herbicides we put on it. So it's important to monitor and make sure that you're making repeated applications. We're really depending on 2,4-D, dicamba, and glyphosate for the best control. There's been a little bit of work looking at some of the other group 4 herbicides, but they're just not quite as effective as the 2,4-D or dicamba. Some evidence suggests that combinations of those products will be a little bit better than just one at a time.
Temperature can play a part in helping kill the weed.
Hard freeze, right? That's what's going to make, hard freeze is what's going to make it stop growing at the end of the summer. And by hard freeze, the research suggests that it's 20 degrees. So I'm not just a frost. In fact, some of the better recommendations for control are to use a quinclorac-containing herbicide like Facet right before a light frost. That's going to switch some of the signals in the plant and allow that herbicide to move through the plant in such a way that it's going to be more effective for a kill.
That was K-State Weed Management Specialist Sarah Lancaster with various control methods to consider for field bindweed. She says it is usually a lifelong commitment for growers when it comes to trying to control and manage bindweed. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Southeast Kansas' original country station. Touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY. And K231 AX Marysville.